All right, buckle up, fasten your seatbelts, and get ready for a real rapid-fire look at how we can use a message bus and message passing to make navigation between pages in our Windows Phone 7 application cleaner when we're using the Model View View Model Design Pattern. I've already scaffolded out the beginning of our application. Let's take a look at what we've got here. I have two pages, the main page, which we're currently looking at, and the page I would like to navigate to, new page. And what I'd like to be able to do is just click this button and have that navigation occur. As with most MVVM patterns, what I've done is I've implemented a view model for the respective pages. If we take a look at the main page view model, you'll see that it's got a navigate command that's of type I command. And if we look at the execute command for that particular navigate command, you'll see that instead of doing what most MVVM solutions do, which is what? It's acquiring the current application instance, grabbing the root frame, and then calling the navigate method off of the root frame to go to whatever page we need to go to when someone causes a navigation event to occur. All of a sudden, we've taken on a lot of dependencies around the Windows Phone navigation infrastructure that we really would rather not take on. So what I do instead is I call this publish message method that says I'm going to publish a navigation message if there happens to be a message bus available. That's all kind of wrapped up inside of there. You can go look at the code on your own. And I just basically pass in a navigation message. And if we take a look at navigation message, you'll see that it's just a simple property on the class of destination URI, which is type URI. Now, if you're not familiar with message buses, or as I go through this screencast, you see me use some techniques and you're not sure how they work, I highly recommend you go out to channel9.msdn.com/niners/slickthought, which is where you've probably have found this video already, and check out these two screencasts, the simple dependency injection with XAML and implementing an MVVM message bus with XAML. They'll give you the background on how some of the techniques and concepts that I'm going to be using in this screencast work. So good backgrounding information. All right, so here's how I publish my message. Well, how do I handle my message and how do I actually do the navigation? What I'm going to do is go into my services folder here and add a new class. Now, I'm using my own MVVM framework. If you're using your own MVVM framework or one of the third-party MVVM frameworks that's out there, you may have to change some of these approaches and concepts and techniques to match your particular framework, but hopefully you'll still find this useful. So I have my navigation handler. Let's go ahead and set up some code here inside of my navigation handler. And when you instantiate an instance of the handler, it will go ahead and acquire the current application so we can have that available. What we also need is a way to get wired into a message bus. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a message bus property. And the heart of this message bus property is right here, where once I've been assigned a message bus, I'm going to go ahead and subscribe to any navigation message types that are published on the bus. And when they are published, I'm going to go ahead and say, I would like to run this navigation message handler. Now, this is not exactly rocket science here inside of the navigation message handler, but what it essentially does is takes that currently acquired app, grabs root frame, calls navigate, and says, hey, I want to go to the destination URI that was part of my nav message. Very simple, very, very straightforward. But where things really start to get cool with all of this is when I want to be able to wire this all together. So if we go into Expression Blend, I'll show you how we can do that. I'm going to go into my app.xaml, and we'll look at the XAML here in a second. I'm going to grab the Data tab. I'm going to come over here and right click on this and say Create Object Data Source. And the first thing I want to do is I want to create a message bus. Now, because I'm creating the message bus in app.xaml, this will be an object instance that's available to any part of my application while it's running. Go ahead and add that. And then what I need to also add is something to handle the navigation, obviously. So I'm going to go ahead and create a navigation handler. We'll call this an instance as well. Now, you can do this by hand as well, but if you're not comfortable modifying your application resources and assigning in instances of objects and everything created with XAML, Blend makes it easy. What I'm going to do is change the instances that have been added. And I'm going to go ahead and get rid of this isDataSource equal to true. Okay, I'm going to get rid of that. That is a design time property from Expression Blend that we really don't need. It actually gets in the way a little bit when we want to wire up some other things here inside of the Blend UI. Now, an important note here, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to come into my navigation handler, and I'm going to actually grab that message bus property, and I'm going to assign it to, and let me scroll over so you can see easier what I'm going to type here, a static resource. And the name of my static resource is the key name for the message bus. So message bus instance. Now the thing you need to be aware of here is that when I'm using XAML to instantiate things, it's just going to go from top to bottom creating these objects. So if message bus comes second, this will throw an error when I actually run the application and telling you that it can't find the static resource message bus instance. So just make sure they're all laid out in the right order. All right, so now I've got that set up. And what I need to do is go over to my main page. And on my main page, on the properties, I've already assigned the main page view model to the data context. And my view models, the base view model class, actually has a message bus property on it. And I'm going to come in and say, I'd like to make that a local resource. And I want to tie that onto that message bus instance I just created in app.xaml. So far, not a single line of code being written to actually wire all of this together. I just have these services that are available. I'm going to click F5. And if everything works out correctly, this will go ahead and launch my app inside the emulator. And what we should see here is my main page with the button. And I should be able to click on that button and go to the new page. And voila, it's worked. Outstanding. Now you may look at that and say, well, Jeff, that's kind of cool. I kind of like that, but you're still kind of, it doesn't seem right that inside of your main view model, you're passing around the actual file path to the particular view that you want to go to. Shouldn't I just be able to say I want to go to view X and have that work? And I totally agree with you. And so what we're going to do is leverage Windows Phone 7's navigation URI mapping infrastructure to be able to give all of our views kind of normal names that are separate from the actual file path. Not a lot of people use this feature, but it is available and it really helps us, again, make things seem a little cleaner and let us kind of move things around a little bit easier. Now to do that, what I'm going to do is we'll just do this inside of Blend this time. So I'm going to open up app.xaml. And I need to get access to the navigation infrastructure inside of app.xaml. And what I need to do is add a namespace, just like Blend has been doing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come up here, and I'm going to add a namespace, and we're going to call it nav. And when I hit equals, this will bring up all the available assemblies I can bind to. And the one we want to grab is the system.windows.navigation assembly. And add that. And what this is going to allow me to do is inside my application resource is set up a URI map. Now I'm just going to. So what I do is I use the nav name, I create a URI mapper and I give it a name, URI mapper, very original. And then I can start to define a whole series of URI mappings. So what I'm going to say is that when someone calls this slash new page, that actually goes to newpage.xaml. Now I can also do things like pass in query parameters on top of this and all sorts of other things to make these mappings much more interesting and much more complex. Go check the documentation for all the features and capabilities that are available, but it really does help us abstract the view we want to navigate to and the data we'd like to pass to that view away from the actual file path. Now what we need to do is make sure that that URI mapper is available to our navigation service. The way we do that is come in here and I'm going to insert another property here. Now I could do all of this by modifying. You'll see this in the docs and the examples that they actually go and modify the app.xaml.cs file to do exactly what I'm doing here. But we don't want to muck around with that, at least in my opinion we wouldn't want to, unless we absolutely have to. So here what I've done is I've added a navigation mapping property that's of type URI mapper. And you'll see that it just basically holds an instance of the URI mapper that we want to tie to. Now, so I'm going to come down to the navigation message handler, and I'm going to insert some code that's going to do two things for me. First, it's going to see if I have a URI mapper at all. If I don't, what I'm going to also do is then check to see if the URI mapper is equal to the one that's assigned to my property, okay? If they're different, I'm gonna swap it out. So I can actually swap in different URI mappings during the life of my application if I would like to be able to do that. And then I'm gonna come in and say, hey, app.rootframe.urimapper is equal to navigation mapping. Now what I need to do now is come back up to app.xaml, come into my navigation handler, And again, I'm going to set this to a static resource. And the static resource is what? URI mapper. Let's go back to my main view model. And let's just change this now to new page. If we've got it all set up and running correctly, we can now come in and click button, and you can see I've now navigated to new page. Again, I can create a query string that would pass additional information from my view model to the next view and be able to extract that and do all kinds of other things, and maybe I'll cover that in a future screencast. But you can see very straightforward now. Once I have this infrastructure in place, I can reuse it over and over again and just use some XAML markup and the message bus and bind all that stuff together real quickly. And now I can navigate around and my view models don't have to worry at all about the actual Windows Phone navigation infrastructure, which hopefully will make it easier to test your view models moving forward in the future. So I hope you found this useful, and until next time. We'll be right back.